From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Unemployment benefits will soon be in the mail again for hundreds of thousands of people whose extended payments ran out. NPR's John Burnett reports the president has put his signature on another extension bill.
The Continuing Extension Act of 2010, which was approved by both houses of Congress, provides short-term extensions in several areas of federal funding. People unable to find work can receive weekly unemployment checks averaging $335. It restores full Medicaid payments to doctors who were facing a 21% cut in their rate of reimbursements. And it restores funding to flood insurance programs and small business loan guarantees. The legislation is only a temporary extension that gives Democrats in the House and Senate until June 2nd to work out funding for the program for the rest of this year. John Burnett, NPR News.
President Obama has signed a memorandum banning discrimination in hospital visitation. The memorandum forbids hospitals from denying gays and lesbians the right to name their partners as legal surrogates in medical emergencies. Other patients with no immediate family members would also be able to choose their own medical power of attorney. Hospitals receiving Medicare and Medicaid are expected to comply with the order. U.S. officials are going to Moscow next week to iron out a dispute sparked by an American woman's return of a 7-year-old boy she adopted from Russia. Barry Schwide reports there is now confusion over the status of U.S. adoptions of Russian children.
Russian bureaucrats are in disagreement whether adoptions have been suspended. The State Department, moving carefully, says the goal of the talks next week is to work with Russia and to reach new understandings. In Moscow, a foreign ministry spokesman said adoptions by American families have been suspended. Other Russian officials disagree, and the State Department is trying to put the emphasis on what spokesman P.J. Crowley calls the real issue, how to work better with Russia and address legitimate concerns. Crowley says adoptions benefit the Russian children as well as the American families that adopt them. For NPR News, I'm Barry Schwide in Washington.
Security forces in Thailand have surrounded a Bangkok hotel where red shirt protesters are holed up. A deputy prime minister says police are there to catch terrorists. The action comes a day after protesters consolidated their demonstration at a single location in Bangkok's shopping district where the hotel is located. It also comes on the heels of the country's 3-day New Year holiday. Red shirt protesters are demanding the government's resignation and immediate elections. Dr. Benjamin Hooks is being remembered as a champion of struggle for all people. Hooks died Thursday in Memphis at the age of 85. He served as leader of the NAACP for 15 years. He was also an attorney, a Baptist minister, and the first black federal communications commissioner. This is NPR News. Almost 50 people are facing money laundering, immigrant smuggling, and other charges following raids in the United States and Mexico. Federal agents say the suspects used shuttle buses to ferry thousands of illegal immigrants from Mexico to destinations across the United States. John Morton of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency says some of the immigrants came from as far away as China. There is no sign of four South African advisors to the International Peacekeeping Force in Sudan's Darfur region. NPR's Gwen Tompkins says the four were working for the joint UN-African Union force when they were kidnapped.
The joint United Nations-African Union peacekeeping force is mostly made up of military service people and police officers from across Africa. The four South Africans who were kidnapped from southern Darfur this week are police advisors. Two are men and two are women. Their vehicle is also missing. A spokesman for the force says they do not as yet know who the kidnappers are. But kidnapping has become a lucrative field for bandits across the region. Darfur is the size of Texas, and various armed groups are preying on foreigners in the area for communications equipment, vehicles, and ransoms. The kidnappings roughly began around the time that the International Criminal Court announced its warrant for Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir on charges of war crimes and crimes against humanity in Darfur. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Khartoum.
Travel remains on hold for travelers on six continents because of a massive ash cloud drifting over northern Europe. It came from a remote volcano in Iceland. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.